CBS, I Am the World. I'm John Batchelor with Brad Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy to help me through some terms of art in the U.S. military preparation for the worst-case scenario, a war with a near-peer or peer adversary. That would be China and Russia, but especially China when it comes to the topic of hypersonic missiles. Hypersonic missiles glide past an array of new terminology, no longer just you throw it up in the air and it comes down somewhere in Russia. Brad, thank you very much. What is a hypersonic missile? Why all this attention suddenly? Good evening.
Good evening again to you, John. You know, a hypersonic missile is a missile at the most basic level that travels at the speeds above Mach 5. That's greater than 1 mile per second. And here's the thing that gets confusing, and some commentaries get sloppy on this, is that there are many existing ballistic missiles that travel at that speed. That's not what I'm talking about and what Mark Montgomery are talking about in our recent defense news op-ed. We're talking about Chinese capabilities that are fielded and that they're honing, that yes, travel above Mach 5, but then they launch a hypersonic glide vehicle that then maneuvers. So the threats we're talking about and the threats that the Pentagon warned about in its annual report to Congress last October, where they said that China has better, the Pentagon said, let me underscore this, the Pentagon said to Congress that China has better hypersonic weapons capabilities than we do. They said they're the best in the world, aka better than ours. So these systems travel fast, yes, like all hypersonic missiles do, but they also have this hypersonic glide vehicle that maneuvers, making it harder to track and to target, and does so at unusual altitudes. When you combine all that together, that stresses our existing air and missile defense sensors and interceptors.
You talk about in your article at Defense One, the DF-17, medium-range ballistic missile hypersonic glide path. Here's the key part. It has a range of 1,600 kilometers. Is that Guam? Is that outside the first island chain? Is that as far as Hawaii?
Yeah, so in our article, we could have listed three or four major systems. We chose just to pick one, the DF-17, a medium-range ballistic missile with a hypersonic glide vehicle. You're exactly right on the range. Our assessment, you know, unclassified, of course, is that the main use of that system for the People's Republic of China would be to target American and allied military bases and fleets in the Pacific. So China has intercontinental ballistic missiles. That's not what this is for. This would be for hitting bases along the first island chain and also the second island chain. And that includes Guam, where more than 170,000 American citizens live and where we have bases that would be vital to deterring and defeating aggression in the Taiwan Strait.
What China has, what do we have? The indication from Defense One is that we're behind them and we need everything, including a defense system. Where is that in Congress?
So there's, you know, I don't want to be all doom and gloom. There's good news and bad news here. The good news from an American perspective is that we've really made a good effort on our own hypersonic offensive capabilities. We got the Army's long-range hypersonic weapon. We got the Air Force's hypersonic attack cruise missile. The Navy's got conventional prompt strike and the hypersonic air-launched system as well. So we're making, you know, we spent more than $8 billion on some of these systems. But as any strategist knows, if you want to deter your adversary, you have to have a good offense and good defense. And what we're saying in this piece is that the Pentagon and Washington in general has under-prioritized hypersonic missile defense. And so what we're seeing is we're going to see Chinese hypersonic capabilities coming online potentially before we have the means to deal with them. And because we've underfunded hypersonic missile defense, according to the Pentagon last year, we may not be able to field the system by 2034. That's years after when we could have these more aggressive threats from China actually filtered. And that increases risk and that increases the likelihood that deterrence will fail in the Indo-Pacific like it did in Ukraine.
Bradley Bowman, Senior Director of FTD's Center on Military and Political Power. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.